I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Oh, sorry. Hello, this is Purple Hi. Start Radio, and this is Barbara, and Jen has been singing also. Hi, Jen, how are you?
Hi, Barbara, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. It's been, it might have been a bit confusing, the start of today's show, but Spirit is obviously having fun with us, and Spirit seems to want some music playing, so I believe you were all listening to some beautiful music and to some of our singing, so there you go. Spirit, hopefully, is happy now and will guide us through a beautiful show today. And it's Monday, and today is the 7th of May, and this is our usual time to gift you with 55 minutes or a little bit less maybe today for inspiration for your soul and for some soul growth. So, Jen, hit it off.
You caught me by surprise there, girl. Well, this is Jan, and I just finished a huge project like minutes before the show. So I am so glad to be here, and I hope you're glad to be here with us, too. It's going to be an awesome show, and obviously there's going to be a lot of laughter and spirit jumping up and down here on this show, right?
Definitely right. And I've been doing some last-minute promotion on Facebook, telling everybody we see them on the airwaves. So jumping around all the pages and everything else, just checking back in with Sharon. Our guest today is going to be Sharon Hinckley. She's a member of our soul healing circle. She's a dedicated soul sister that just came from nowhere. I'm really looking forward to having a soulvisation today with Jen and Sharon. And our topic might be yoga, and it might be something else. We'll see what comes up, because we have been preparing for this show, and we have been interviewing Sharon, what she would like to talk about, but then that's the plan. And then let's see what happens in a live show. Anything's possible, really.
Yep, things happen.
Definitely. So, yeah, what else? What else can I say? It's been an interesting
week. What's going on with you? What are you up to?
It's been a very interesting week. It's been up and down, really. And I've been talking to another soul sister today, another member of the Soul Healing Circle, Elizabeth, and we've been talking on Skype. And she was using a term that I really could relate to, and this term is hovering. So I feel a little bit like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, but I'm hovering. I'm not walking through any adventures, but I'm hovering above them. And it's a bit disconnected, and it is connected at the same time, and it's really still hard to put everything into words. So I'm sitting here, everyday life goes on, and I do all the stuff that I usually do. I'm a mom, I'm a housewife, I'm a wife, I'm a coach. I do everything that is required for functioning in everyday life, and the rest of me is just sitting there scratching my head, really, and not being able to make a lot of sense. But that's okay. It happens. It doesn't happen very often, and when it happens, I accept that the fact that that's the way it is at the moment, and I just sit with it and move with it and go with the flow. And I feel like now I'm actually starting to walk away from it, which feels very good.
Yeah, that would feel good. And on the other hand, on the other side of the globe here, well, not quite the other side, but another continent, I have been totally buried. I have, let me see, you've been hovering. I have been deep in it, working on getting my soul body blueprint ready to launch. It's going to launch today. It is very exciting, but it's just been a brain. Oh, my God, my brain has just been saying, give me a break, I can't handle this. And fortunately, I found some people who are amazing to be able to help me take care of some of the technical stuff. I just totally awesome people. And now, thanks to them and thanks to all the work I've done, today's the big day. So when you get a chance, go to soulbodyblueprint.com, soulbodyblueprint.com, and check it out. I designed the website. I had somebody else do some a lot of the technical stuff in the background. I even did some of that. But all of the stuff you see on there is my design. So that's what I've been doing for the past several weeks and why I haven't been so active on the Soul Healing Circle. Whew. And now I can breathe again, and I'm going to go on a mini vacation. Some friends and I are going to go out to the coast for a few days, and the sun is shining, and it's going to be in the high 70s, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. That's me.
Wow. I'm a bit jealous. I'd love a mini vacation myself. So I'm just asking for some more good weather so that at least I can sit in the sun in my garden and enjoy the spring sunshine. Just once it's out, it's really nice. But today was just a very, very cold day. It's my evening here, and the sun is now nicely setting, beautifully setting. I posted some pictures the other day of the sunset, and I called it sunset at my sanctuary because this is where I am at the moment in my personal little sanctuary. And, I'm very grateful for the blue skies. I missed the moon. I missed the super moon. I must say I went to bed and went to sleep because I read somewhere that the perfect time to watch the super moon for my time zone would be 4:35 in the morning. And sorry, but really the time that I'm sleeping. So I missed it, but I really loved all the posts on Facebook about it.
Yeah. I got to see it the night before last at home. Looking out the window, usually I don't get to see the moon, and it was right in the perfect spot where from my bedroom I could see it. I was just enthralled. And then last night we went out on my friend's deck here and looked at it, and she took a picture of it with her phone, and we enjoyed it for a little bit.
That's good. That's good. I don't know. I mean, yes, being affected by the full moon, definitely. I can't really say how, though, but that's the mind trying to analyze anything and everything at the moment. That's not working for some reason. Yeah. So I'll just accept everything the way it is for now. And at some stage, I can just step back and look at it and go, oh, look, yeah, that's what happened at that time. Not now, though. Today is the start of a new week, and another chance to make the impossible possible. I really like that saying that we had a few weeks ago when we had Susanna from Canada on the show. And what's the impossible that we can make possible today?
Oh my gosh, I feel like with my new thing launching that I have just done that. I've made the impossible totally possible. So that's as far as I can go with it. What else are we going to do today? We have, we each did a card. I believe Sharon also did a card, but we'll wait for her. So, Barbara, do you want to start with your card reading, or do you want me to start?
I'd say you go ahead, and then I'll just join you right afterwards.
Okay. All right, the card I drew today is called The Angel and the Child, and it is absolutely the most gorgeous picture of a small child, a girl child, sitting with her arms crossed on her lap, and she has these beautiful colors on the sleeve of her dress, a little bit of a halo effect around her, and then there is this absolutely marvelous angel standing behind her, and there's some sort of a red orb there that kind of at the horizon. I'm not quite sure what that is. Interesting. But it's so often we think that children have angels around them, and it takes us a long time to remember. We call them imaginary friends. We tell them not to get too involved with them, that it could be dangerous, or it's just their imagination, and we discourage them from having these angelic friends. Hold on, everybody. I need to give Doug Sharon's number so we can get her on the line. So, Barbara, you need to start talking while I do that.
Okay, so I stood in front of my card decks, and the angel cards jumped out at me today. And it's a very simple one, and it's beautiful because I like simplicity. And these angel cards are a white base, and then it's just a blue drawing of an angel. And this angel has the words that are printed on the card almost in a hug. So it softens the message a little because the message is very clear and very strong, and the message is set priorities. I'm smiling because I can say for me personally, so much going on that it's sometimes it is good to set priorities, maybe not in a fixed to-do list, but look at the things that I have on my plate and then move them around a little and see what jumps out at me and what's most important to get done just now as an everyday task. As in routines, I can say, yeah, text is one of the things that I'm like, I know it's fun once I get myself into it and into the mind frame, but I've been kind of like pushing it a little bit away from myself. So set priorities is the card that jumped out at me today. And Jen, are you back yet?
Yes, your timing is perfect. So I was talking about the child and the angel, and remember that a lot of us have found out that angels really are around us now that we're adults and older. But one of the things when you're working with anybody who wants to find out more about angels, or they say, well, I don't feel anybody, I don't know how to do this, remind them that it's the attitude of a child. So they have to kind of come at it with innocence, with a willingness to believe, with a willingness to totally experience life and the adventure of life. And then you will be able to connect with whatever angels are around you. We have somebody in the Soul Healing Group, Bev Lewis, who probably is listening today. And Bev started out in the Soul Healing Circle saying, well, I think there's something going on, I don't quite know. And now she is just blossoming like crazy, and she has angels all over the place. But it took that leap from not being willing to give any credence to the connections that she was feeling, the other not physical connections that she was feeling and sensing, in order for her to be able to open up to the angelic realm. So when Sharon comes on, she's going to have a sutra that she wants to talk about. But in the meantime, Barbara, what else have we got to talk about?
You mentioned a red orb in that card. Did you elaborate on that one yet?
Yeah.
I miss that?
It's kind of, in a way, it reminds me of blood, of a blood sac, of a pregnancy, a womb. So it's all that potential that is there. It's behind the child and a little bit over the child's head and in back of the angel. So it's almost like the angel is that guardian angel, and it's carrying around the birth of all these ideas and the amazing potentials for this child, as long as the child continues to be open to them. And I mean, the potential is there and things will happen anyway, but when we grow up, when we leave childhood and we grow up, as long as we can continue to stay connected with the spirit world, then we have an easier pathway in growing into our own soul purpose.
I like that very much.
And
while you were talking, and you were saying, you were describing it with the potential and everything else, I felt on the one hand it's outside and it's visible, and on the other hand it's inside of us, and red stands for the base chakra, for the root chakra really, which I have been reminded of today also.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right, because it sits on the low back of the angel, so it is right at the root chakra, which fits right in with all of that birth potential and all the stuff that a child brings with them from spirit world, all that potential and everything that sometimes gets shunted aside or lost in the past. But it's there, and we can reclaim it any time. You know, that's the wonderful thing about spirit and about angels and about our own reason for coming here to this earth, is that the purpose is always there. We can always tap into it. But that's just it, is becoming aware and allowing yourself to do that. And too often we keep barriers up in between.
Yeah, allowing. Good keyword, really.
Right. Right.
Really good keyword. I mean, you have been using over the past few weeks lots of life force, lots of energy, and to get your project started, and the passion that's coming in off you in sparks really is so beautiful to see. So this is inviting us really to continue on that path, all of us, not just you or me, but everybody out there, to go into this passion and then just really go with it and explode with passion, really, in a good way.
And it really does feel like birthing something, too. You know, and all that energy that sits in the second chakra, first and second chakra, that just wants to come bursting out and say, I'm here, I'm alive. It's pretty amazing stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Letting it out, letting it all out. I think, I don't know what happened. I think Doug is trying to call Sharon at the moment. He'll let us know when Sharon is online, and then we can just pull her into the show. So you're going on a mini vacation.
I was going to say, if anybody else wants to call in and talk to us while we're waiting for Sharon, that would be absolutely lovely.
Yeah, obviously, definitely. That's an open invitation for every show.
Yes,
and I've just got a flock of birds above my house. I think it's crows, because they are the guys that live right next to my house here, and they're circling over my house, about 25 crows. But just when you said anybody that wants to call in.
Does that mean we have 25 people who want to call in? You guys better start dialing if there's that many of you.
Okay, she's in. Sharon.
Sharon, all right, hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
You there?
Hello?
Hi, Sharon. Welcome, Sharon.
Hi.
We're glad to see you.
I finally called in myself.
You did?
Well, that was good. That's a very, very good thing to do.
Anyway, I'm not quite up with the program, because I've been going a bit back and forth, but I understand that you had drawn cards. And
right.
I don't know if it would be appropriate to do mine now, or you want to do something something
else.
Now
is perfect. Now is perfect.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
So the card I drew from the Dan Yoga Chandu Gun deck was Thumb, straighten the body. Have no shame in your mind, straighten your body, and stand tall in the world. Those who are enlightened always stand tall.
Wow.
I like that. That's like that. There is no, you're not doing anybody any favors by playing small.
Yeah.
But that when you stand tall, then others can see you and they can make their choices to find out on their own what they want to do, who they want to become.
Thank you.
So Sharon,
what
do you have to tell us today? How are you? What are you doing?
What am I doing? Well, I'm sitting here in my, and I'm just watching a whole flock of pelicans flying by, going up the coast of Southern California, and it's a beautiful, the sun came out since the radio station came on, and I had a special story that I wanted to tell, Jan, for you, but for everyone else as well, too. It's a yoga story about God and the angels. And God decided that he wanted to play a trick on mankind, and he wanted to hide truth somewhere where man would never look for it. And so he asked the angels, where can I put truth that man will never think to find it? And so the angels thought and thought and thought, and they said, I know, we'll put truth on the top of the highest mountain. Man can't climb up. He needs oxygen. He won't get to the highest mountain. And God said, you know, man is really clever. I'll bet he'll figure out how to climb mountains. And then another angel said, I know. We'll hide it in the bottom of the sea. And God said, that's a good idea, but I bet man will find a way to go underwater. So the angels thought some more, and they said, well, put it in space. Man has to live on the earth. And God said, you know, man is so clever, he'll find a way to go into space. And then the angels said, I know, we'll invent books and paper and printing, and we'll write it all down. And God said, well, you know, that's a good idea, but man might lose the books, or he might misunderstand it. So even that, brilliant as it is, might not work. And finally, last little angel said, I know, we'll hide truth inside man himself. He'll never think to look there.
That is so true. But you know, that's part of this whole soul body blueprint thing that I'm doing, is that we do come with a set of instructions, and it is in our body. And it's not just the movement, but it's in the very shape of our body. And it tells us what our soul purpose is, and it gives us a roadmap and a blueprint of how we want to discover the soul purpose, which is, to me, is just so amazing. And I'm so surprised that nobody has taught it before now. But it's right there. Well, I like to say it's as plain as the nose on your face.
Well, there's a book written by Moshe Feldenkrais called The Elusive Obvious, which I think is talking about exactly what you're saying. We have all the information. We just ignore it and don't see it or forget about
right.
it or somehow get a little forgetful and a little twisted, or we get so excited. We get so excited about our experience that it can be difficult to integrate sometimes.
Right. Too many distractions.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you put it, the next shiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, Barbara. Well, welcome back from your traveling and your wonderful adventures that you've been sharing with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me back. I feel like I'm actually returning to the world today. I've been home after my travels for 2 weeks. And actually now, today, it feels like I'm actually coming back. Like all pieces of me are finally back in my body, which, the mind, not so sure, but I'll check again tomorrow morning.
Well, this might be a really good place for me. I promised I would share a little bit about yoga practice.
Okay, good.
And I'm assuming that everybody who is listening is sitting down right now. Or,
can I just, sorry, to be really rude and interrupt you in the middle of preparation for the yoga talk, we've got Kathleen on line 3. And I'd like to invite Kathleen in. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to talk a little bit about my angel. And that didn't happen to me. I didn't realize that there was anyone around me until about 10 years ago. And I had broken my neck in a snowmobile accident on a vacation in Alaska. It was fun up until impact, but after that it got a little iffy. But are you there?
We're all here.
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
Okay. Anyway, I remembered I was alone in this cottage in the woods, and I had found out that when I found out that my neck was broke, I went against the doctor's wishes and decided that I wanted to let it heal on its own. And I remembered being there crying and reaching out my hand and just being in absolute terror. And I felt my hand taken. And as I reached it out, and it was kind of a shock to me, to feel that warmth. But after that, I heard a voice that just said, it's going to be okay. And after that, I really believed, and as I'm telling you it now, I'm getting chills again. But as that happened, that's the first time that I really, it was the first time I really suspended my disbelief and allowed that to happen. And I'm just thankful all the time that that accident happened to me, because it opened up a new perspective on life for me. So thanks for letting me share.
Wow, that's brilliant. And that goes with the make the impossible possible, really, and make it visible for you. Congratulations. And I love the smile in your voice when you said you're glad the accident happened. It takes a while sometimes to be able to take it that way. I'm glad that you're here to talk about it with
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. So that was Kathleen.
That was wonderful. It wasn't wonderful that she broke her neck, but what a blessing that she was able to heal so beautifully.
Yeah.
That is wonderful, wow. Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to, if it's all right, do something a lot more mundane, which is to just have everyone sit in their chair with both feet flat on the floor.
Yep.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, ready. And then have your heels directly under your knees, and your feet can be parallel, or your toes can be slightly turned in.
Okay.
And now just gently shift your weight to the left side, and just shift your weight to the right side. Just shifting back and forth from one side to the other.
I'm smiling.
Then notice, did it feel more familiar to be leaning into the left side or into the right side? Or was it the same? What did you experience?
Well, I'm still doing it. It's like when I had my children when they were babies, and I was rocking them back and forth to give mm-hmm. them, you know, to calm them down, to soothe them. Mm-hmm. And then every time when I'm talking to a mother that's rocking her baby, I start rocking automatically. So this is pretty natural to me. I'm still sitting here rocking from the left to the right and back.
I never noticed that one side would be more natural than the other, but you're right. When I go to the left side, it's just very, very natural. The other side is, well, it's good, but it's not quite as comfortable.
Yeah.
It's just
What happens is that most of the time, most people are either leaning 70% of their weight into one sit bone, or they're leaning 70% of their weight into one side of the body when they're standing. And so the person who is throwing us out of alignment is actually ourselves, because we're not in the habit of sitting in a balanced fashion. And so just when you're sitting, when you're working at your computer, or when you're when you're doing anything, just notice how you are sitting and just bring yourself back into alignment on both sides.
Very interesting, because while you were talking, I was thinking and rethinking, and sometimes I notice that it's my right side that I keep leaning into when I work at the computer, and I do a lot of work on the computer. So that's very good. Thank you. Very practical. I love practical advice.
Yeah, perfect. I am so practical. Well, it's my German heritage. You have to love Mother Structure. Okay, now while you're sitting there, imagine that you're driving your car, and just put your feet in the position that they would be in when you usually drive your car.
The people with automatic have an advantage here, because they only have to use one foot.
Perhaps. But how are your feet? Is your right foot forward and your left foot sitting flat on the floor of the car?
The gap? When possible. Well, at the moment, my feet are both not very relaxed. They're a bit up in the air because my one foot normally hovers over the clutch because I don't have automatic, so I have to switch gears pretty often with traffic.
Oh, you don't have automatic. That's better. Jan, do you have automatic?
I do.
And what position are your feet in?
Well, my right foot is sitting pulled up over the gas, and the left foot, my leg is stretched out a little bit, pretty much as far as it can go, because my left leg is really uncomfortable.
That's great. That is great. That is great. What happens with most people, and actually having a standard transmission is really better for you because you have more things to do with your body and your feet when you're driving. What happens with most people when they're driving is that they have their right foot forward and their left foot flat on the floor. And what that does is it puts more weight into one sit bone, and then you're actually throwing your spine out of alignment just by the way you're sitting in your car. So for anyone who's listening and wants to try experimenting with how they're driving, to just bring that one foot forward when they're driving, they'll actually be more in balance. So those are just two tiny little tips from Hatha Yoga, which Hatha is the sun and the Ta is the moon. So it's balancing the active and the passive with a quiet energy in the body so that your body is integrated.
I love that. Thank you for the explanation. Now I finally know what Hatha Yoga means. Because
yeah.
I've so far been able to avoid going to a yoga class. And now that I'm going to move into my hometown again. A friend of mine, she's a yoga teacher there. And I've been saying to her that she's my kind of yoga teacher. And what kind of yoga does she do? And in my kitchen, we've done a few little things, bits and pieces. And I was enjoying that. But then I found out I used to play team handball for a long time. And when we were warming up and stretching, it was just like yoga. Or parts of yoga. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, so I have been doing yoga, but it wasn't called yoga at the time. But I'm really grateful that you explained Hatha Yoga to me, because that's exactly what I'm going to do. And I love the balancing, obviously.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the whole yoga is such a huge word. And to even begin to talk about it, I felt it was a little presumptuous of me to even begin to speak about something which I myself have just begun to scratch the surface of, such a vast, broad, rich tradition. And yet I feel so blessed to be able to share the things that I have learned. And there are so many things just in the physical practice. So the whole practice of yoga encompasses the what they call the yamas and the niyamas, which is, it's really kind of rules for life. And they're not meant as a punishment. They're meant to help you grow and literally to protect you from yourself. And then
punishment?
Comes the physical practice.
Sorry, that's so funny. It's not meant as a punishment.
I think sometimes the new, especially, of course, in Southern California, the trend is, well, the only rule is there are no rules. And that works for a while. as Jan was saying, and we were saying, that your wisdom is inside of you. In fact, that's one of the things that distinguishes yoga from exercise, is where is your focus? Mm. Is your focus in your body, or are you looking all over the place? And you can, I mean, obviously, if you're driving a car, you have to be looking outside, but you can keep some awareness inside as well. And a lot of times at a gym, they'll have, you know, like a bicycle with a television on it, which to me is cruel and unusual punishment. And the yoga practice, especially what I like to teach, is that you're drawing your awareness into your own body, into your own breath, into your own spine. And I think the three most important words, whatever yoga practice you are doing, is in your body. So if someone tells you to put your left foot in your right ear, and it doesn't feel like that's where it is for you today, please don't.
I'll never be able to do that, I think. Put my left foot in my right ear.
I've never been able to touch my toes, so putting my left foot in my right ear would be definitely out of the question.
Well, Jan, by the time I was 38 years old, I could no longer touch my toes. I could, my feet maybe, or my hands maybe came to within 6 inches of my feet. And I'm considerably older than 38 now. And I can effortlessly bend over and stand on my hands. But it's been a practice. If you try to do that in one day, you would hurt yourself. So it's making the incremental changes. And it isn't just about flexibility, though that's if you're not flexible in your body, then you tend to not be flexible in your mind either. So they're kind of kissing cousins. But it's a combination of flexibility, strength, agility, and balance. And some people are bendier than others. Some people are stronger than others. So everyone has different areas where they can, release tension and improve. I would also say improvement is not, it's not about going out and adding anything. It's simply releasing that which is no longer necessary or useful.
Well, Sharon, you said that you feel like you're a newbie. I know you're not, but how long have you been doing yoga, and what brought you into that practice?
Well, I would call myself an accidental yogi. When I lived in Asia, I spent a lot of time painting in the temples. And I am very left brain for a right brain person. But I would be painting and I would hear all the wonderful chanting and so on and so forth. And since I couldn't understand a word of it, I couldn't interfere with the content of what was happening. I was just experiencing all of the beautiful effects of the ancient traditions. And I would say I had my first spiritual awakening in 1980 in a rice paddy on the outskirts of Taipei, when I had the awareness that when you're in the center of your heart, you are connected to everything in the universe. And I thought, oh, maybe I should tell someone. Maybe there's something I'm supposed to do with that information. And I think really what I'm supposed to do is just try to go there and stay there myself. But that is the namaste position. When you are in that place of honor, and I am in that place of honor, we are one. Anyway, then I moved on from Taiwan. I lived in Tokyo, and I actually started a soul healing circle with a Hindu woman in 1982 in Tokyo. We didn't know that's what it was, but we called it Interfaith Center. And I had my first Kundalini awakening in a Christian church at the Tokyo American Club in 1984. Now, I didn't even know what that was. At the time, I didn't even have a word for the experience until about 4 years later, but something just shot up my spine, and it was very clear that something had happened. Now, those are experiences. Having an experience here and an experience there is wonderful, and it's not being fully awakened. It's a step on the road, on the, I guess, as Jim is always telling us, it's the journey, not the destination, though some of us get to be destination junkies too. Anyway, when we moved to Southern California, my husband, I say that he dragged me by the hair. He says it's not how it worked. But anyway, he took me to a yoga class. I had no thought ever of teaching yoga, and I have been hooked ever since. So that's my story.
I love it. And I love that you had your first soul healing circle in 1982. I was 12 years old then. And I can't really go back there that fast.
We were preparing for you, Barbara.
Oh, wow. Cool. So cool. And I love it that it happens in unusual places, like that expectation thing and not taking ourselves so seriously. It doesn't have to happen in a what we might call sacred environment or something when we're going for the purpose of a sacred retreat, or we do some workshops or whatever else, or some yoga workshops. It doesn't have to happen there. It can happen anywhere. It can happen in the tube. It can happen in a rice field, and anywhere and at any time, really. And that is, I think that's so important that we keep reminding ourselves of this. Every day it can happen, and it can happen 24/7, really. Better than sex, right? Maybe.
I think it does happen 24/7.
Mindfulness meditation, because it's that focusing on whatever it is you're doing at the moment and being totally aware in that moment. So then it can happen 25 hours a day, yeah.
And actually, I think that it is, well, probably 25, I like that, a 25-hour day, I want one. I think it is happening, and that we simply, most of the time, just don't notice.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Sharon, you said that you wanted to tell us a story about yoga.
Oh.
You remember what that story was?
I was really the story of God and the angels, but I also wanted to say that there are always great beings brought into the earth to help us and show us and guide us, and I really think it ties in a way to what you're sharing, that we have this help, we have this presence, and It's something that is always available, always within us. I also wanted to say a little bit about the ages, the different ages that the we have. There's a lot of conversation about the fact that we are now coming out of Kali Yuga, the dark age, and that we're coming into a golden age, and it comes with the Native American tradition of the rainbow warriors, or it comes in the Indian tradition of a golden age reawakening, and we're connected not just to our own sun, but to a great central sun in the heart of the Milky Way. But when we're away from that, we lose some of the awareness of truth. And so things are now beginning to open again, to reopen, and yet it's creating a lot of change and shifting as well.
Definitely.
That's interesting. Yeah. So Sharon, what other thing would you like to tell us that we haven't asked you or that we haven't drawn? You're an amazing photographer, you're an author, you're an artist, and a yoga instructor.
You know, I was going to say that it was all wonderful, and there are so many wonderful resources that we can study with now. I was going to jump over to food for just a second. I realize that we don't have too much more in our hour, but Barbara and I have, and I think others have been commenting recently about how overweight so many, especially Americans, are. And some of that is in inactivity. A lot of it is poor digestion. And actually, people who are heavy, usually it's because they're not digesting their foods and they're not actually getting the energy from their food. And the energy of the food is not going into the body, so they're hungry, and so they're eating more, and then they're getting less energy, and they're eating more. It's a very negative circle. So there are yoga poses that you can do for digestion. You can take enzymes to help. You can eat different kinds of foods. And in a healthy Ayurvedic diet, people eat all six tastes. They eat sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and astringent. And in our Western diet, we typically eat a lot of sugar and a lot of salt and not too much else. And I have just been noticing recently that if I have the really bitter greens, for some reason, it stops in the sugar craving. And then I was thinking, maybe we need to have a little bit bitterness in our life, so we appreciate the sweetness that's there. I don't know, but anyway,
Well, Sharon, you are teaching classes, and do you have a website? How can people get in touch with you?
My website is LaJollaArt.com. I teach two classes every week.
Wait a minute. Say it again. What's your website?
LaJollaArt.com. I'll post it on the Soul Purpose.
Okay, but for people who are listening who might not get on, would you spell it, please?
It's LaJollaArt.com.
Oh, okay, thank you. And then you
and on that mostly has the listing of the calendar that I made for La Jolla now. There's some other things that need to go on it, but I teach two classes. I teach Tuesday and Thursday in La Jolla at the YMCA Firehouse, 7877 Herschel Avenue.
Okay. All right. So what's the best way for people to get a hold of you? Is it by email, on Facebook, or through your website, or what?
It's all good. I'm on Facebook. That they can contact through the website, and my email is SharonYogArt@san.rr.com, and I'll post that on the radio station too. There's one more little yoga trick I would like to do too.
Okay.
It's called the yoga sigh, and everybody knows how to sigh, but I would like to have a yoga sigh. So let's just breathe in. And then all together we'll release in a sigh, in a whole body sigh. So breathe in.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yay,
okay. Now I want to do it so loud. I want to do it so loud that we can hear our sigh go around the world. And everyone releasing everything that they no longer need, want, or is useful. So taking an even deeper breath and sighing all the way from the tips of your toes out. So breathing in.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
Cool.
Power.
We have three.
Power in the breath.
By our magic mystery man, Doug. We've got 3 minutes left, Sharon, and you came up with a beautiful, beautiful affirmation, which I really would like to mention on today's show so that we don't forget. And I'm just scrolling up here, and the information.
Oh, well, okay. It was from my teacher, and she said, whether you're having a good time or not, God is having a wonderful time being you. And the affirmation is, God danced on the day that you were born, and your life is God dancing.
All right. And you gave us another one that we'd like to share, too. That is to say to yourself, I am all right right now. Right now, I am all right.
Yes.
Yes, the balance. I like again. That. I really love that one. It's totally beautiful. I mean, maybe we can think about having you on again as a guest, because there's so much more. As you said, you only scratched the surface with what you were sharing with us today. And I really appreciate the practical stuff, sitting on my wooden chair anyway every day, and get an inspiration from what you were saying about moving a little more and not just statically sitting here. So thank you so much for this, Sharon.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, I
hope that I have been able to give some tips that are helpful for everyone to use in their daily life, which is really where our yoga is.
Well, I'm going to be in the car for another couple of hours once the show is over, so I'm definitely going to work on that one.
I always like to tell people, every time that you come to a stoplight or a stop signal, to just check the position of your legs and your feet. And once you do that for about 2 weeks, then it naturally becomes an automatic habit. And then also, when you're standing in line, we didn't do the standing pose, but when you're standing in line, just notice if you're leaning equally on both feet, or if you're shifting one to one leg or the other. And when you stand in a line, you can be agitated that there's a line, or you can go, wow, I can practice my yoga. I can stand firmly and easily on both feet.
Right. Well, cool. Sharon, we're going to have to end the show now, so thank you very much for being with us and giving us this valuable information.
Thank you.
And remember, everybody, that you can connect with us on Purpose Talk Radio on purposetalkradio.com. You can go to Facebook. There's Purpose Talk Radio page, and there's also a wonderful event page that our fabulous facilitator, She-Wolf, Lisa, is monitoring and facilitating. And then you can connect with Barbara and I through JanRavel.com and through Barbara?
BarbaraPatterson.info.
Right. And remember, my new website, soulbodyblueprints.com, and we wish you a wonderful week. We offer you soul blessings, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thanks for being with us today. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.